866-484-6625.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. Right from the get-go, we always go inside the Beltway with a true insider, Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News. Victoria, boy, a lot happening in Washington. I feel like I say that all the time, so nothing new is there. It's the rippling effects and what many of the listeners want to know about, and of course, budget, budget, budget. What's the latest there? The Senate voted on the spending bill, on the stopgap, so here we go again. What was their vote?
Yes, the vote was 87 to 13, so that is passed. That will go through, and the president will sign that before he goes to South America tomorrow night, and that will fund the government for 3 weeks. So we're good now until April the 8th, so the elephant poo will get swept up. And then Congress is out all next week, so nothing will happen next week. Then they come back. They'll have 2 weeks to sort it out. Now, of course, there is a bit of a problem because you've got the more conservative Republicans in the House particularly saying, look, we don't think these cuts are deep enough, and we don't like the fact that funding for Planned Parenthood and the health care bill is in the continuing resolutions, so we're probably not going to vote for it. And you've got Democrats saying, we're sick and tired of funding the government 2 weeks at a time, so actually we're not going to vote for it this time either. So the pressure is really on Senator Reid and Speaker Boehner to try and cut a deal.
Yeah, and you're somebody who's been there and watched these deals get cut or not get cut. What do you, because you're a true insider. What do you think? You think they have one of those meetings where they actually come to terms, or what happens?
Well, I think that if left to themselves, Reid and Boehner probably could, but Boehner has got a very difficult Republican caucus for him to deal with, where he's got 87 Republican freshmen who don't want to deal, who don't want to negotiate, who don't want to compromise.
So that makes
it tough. That's very hard.
Yeah. Boy, no kidding. That is very hard. That's something that he's going to, that wagon, he's going to have to pull around for the rest of this term.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah, crazy. NPR, a lot of conversation about defunding it or not. What happened?
Yeah, they did defund it. And in fact, Majority Leader Reid took the opportunity to be a bit snarky about it because Lisa Murkowski came to the Senate floor. This was not where the defunding happened. Of course, it happened in the House. To congratulate athletes competing in the Iditarod dog race. And so Reid said, yes, I heard a piece about dog racing on NPR. the only radio station I can get during the daytime in Searchlight, Nevada, is public radio.
Wow.
So he took a little slap. But, yes, the House did pass a bill to defund NPR. All Democrats voted to keep funding for NPR. One Republican voted present. Seven Republicans voted with the Democrats, but it passed 228 to 192. But basically, it is not likely to go anywhere in the Senate. And we don't even know whether they'll consider the legislation.
Right. So chances are, okay, so it makes a splashy headline. We're talking about it, but NPR stays funded because the Senate doesn't touch it, maybe.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we move from, although it gives them a scare, Victoria, you can imagine the conversations at NPR.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And after the James O'Keefe quote, sting, unquote, which has been completely debunked by the strangest source, you know, The Blaze, the so-called news website of Glenn Beck, which did a very good job of taking it down, there was no there there.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that. There's no there there. Well, there is something when it comes to what's going on with nuclear power plants because of what is happening, sadly, in Japan. The conversation turns to the United States. And just a couple of years ago, the president was pushing for greener energy, more nuclear energy like they have in France and in Japan. Apparently, he was in the Rose Garden. He addressed a lot of the nuclear conversations that are happening on the Hill and around the country. What did he have to say?
Well, the president called nuclear energy an important part of our energy future, along with renewable sources like wind, solar, natural gas, and clean coal. So he said that. He also said that our nuclear power plants have undergone exhaustive study and have been declared safe for any number of extreme contingencies. But what he did say, that we have a responsibility to learn from this event, the one in Japan, draw from those lessons to ensure the safety and security of our people. So he's asked the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to do a comprehensive review of the safety of our domestic nuclear plants.
Yeah. And they'll do that. I mean, you know that some of those hearings could get pretty hot. I've mentioned this before, but I used to live in California, Victoria, near that Diablo power plant, nuclear power plant, and that was right on the shoreline, and there's some controversy over at least that one anyway. So this, I think, conversation is going to go on for a very long time. Victoria Jones, thanks so much from Talk Radio News. We appreciate it. All right, so nukes in this country, safe, unsafe, what have you. A new poll comes out. I'm going to throw this in here before we set the menu up. America's, of course, including myself, we're all still shocked by the devastation in Japan after the earthquake and then the tsunami and then what we hope is not a complete meltdown at the nuclear power plant, just a stone's throw away, if you will, down the coast from Tokyo. Half of American voters say they still think nuclear power is a safe source of energy. Duh. They do it in France. They were doing it well in Japan, only somebody didn't think correctly when they put the plant right near an area where you could get some pretty bad seismic activity. But other than that, right? So anyway, 49% of voters say the destruction is worse than they expected to ever see in an industrialized country. 32% in a new poll that was released by Fox say it's much worse. 17 say it's somewhat worse. But still, all in all, the number that's interesting is Americans still are saying thumbs up, at least half, almost half, to nuclear power. How about that? Up 51% say they still believe nuclear power is a safe source of energy. That's only down 2 percentage points, by the way, from the 53% who thought so earlier before what happened in Japan. Where do you fall on this one? Yay or nay? Don't build any more plants. Build more plants. Just make them as safe as possible. There is no 100% in anything that we ever talk about on this show. We know that. There is no 100%. So you can never build a plant and say it's 100% safe, but you can make some good judgments as to where you build these plants, right? So keep that in mind because I'm sure we're going to come back to that poll and what many have said. NCAA tournament, as we set the menu for you. Third hour, second segment on, we're doing Nail the Score, March Madness. Some of you can see me. I'm holding up my bracket. If you are watching me on AmericaTonight.net, courtesy of the Pal Talk folks, then you see that my bracket, I really haven't destroyed it yet. I've missed a few, let's say. I have Duke going all the way. But what game, and I'm going to add in two, what two games will you have a chance to nail? And if you nail them, you win some fabulous prizes. Plus, you have bragging rights. Happens in our third hour. All you have to do is call the show and tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final outcome of that game will be. Coming up on the flip side, though, a conversation with pharmacist Ben. We love this guy, and I'm sure he is going to beat me up for not taking vitamins other than those Flintstone things. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We're at the tail end of St. Patty's Day. I hope that you were wearing something green today, even if you are not, quotes, Irish. I even have a green pen. So I was walking around with a green pen today. I had my Lucky Charms t-shirt on. So I think I did my part, the best that I could. I don't have a lot of green in my wardrobe. It is, you know, you either wear green or you don't. It's tough to find it. Now, with men, there's some great green shirts that you can get from Brooks Brothers on down. I mean, you could probably get JCPenney's, you can probably get a decent green shirt. But for women, I don't know, I just find that there's not great green colors. So having said that, thank goodness St. Patty's Day is almost over. I hope you had a good one. I was thinking about this earlier in the day because people are starting to really jump on me for what I've been saying the last probably 4 or 5 days since we had Pharmacist Ben on the show last. I am totally serious about this. In my lifetime, I never took vitamins other than Flintstone vitamins when I was a kid. I'm walking around without my minerals. And you know what? It's starting to catch up with me. I think that's what it is. So the timing of all this exciting stuff that's going on with me and the show and AmericaTonightTeam.com is really cool because the timing, seriously, things happen for a reason. Couldn't be better. Anyway, without further ado, he's in our virtual green room. Pharmacist Ben, how are you?
Kate Delaney, what's up? I'm looking at your Facebook page as we speak. So you have John Tesh and Coldplay and Lil Wayne.
I do.
That's pretty darn eclectic, Kate Delaney. I
know.
Say.
Listen, you know what my favorite, one of my favorite movies is The Godfather.
Is that right?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. That's,
I know.
Hideous. But you're from New Jersey. You're from New Jersey, so you can relate probably.
Yeah, so you can forgive me. Can you forgive me, though, that I am so serious about this, Ben? I haven't had any vitamins since Flintstone vitamins.
Kate,
isn't that
you're
bad?
Killing me here, girl.
I know.
What are you doing?
It's wrong.
I'm telling you, girl, you're not getting any younger. I'm not saying that just
Thank
about you.
You.
I'm not just saying, hey, you know, let's call a spade a spade.
Thanks.
You know, the breakdown process, it's in full force, you know. You gotta kick in with some supplements. No, I'm just teasing you. But listen, for most of us, you know what happens? This is, and I'm sure it happened to you because it happened to me, it happens to everybody. The body is so powerful and resilient and forgiving that up until age 28, we can smoke and we can drink and we can party and we can do all kinds of craziness and stay up late at night and then go play a game of tennis the next day and go to work and we think nothing of it. But then around age 28, the years of abuse start to kick in, and gradually, for most of us, we start the breakdown process and we don't make the adjustment that we need to make. And so by the time we reach our late 30s or our early 40s, the breakdown process is really in full force. And I'm not kidding you. Literally, the body starts to break down around age 28, and by 40, it is in full decay mode for most of us. And unless you're on a supplement program and making lifestyle changes around the way we eat and behave ourselves, really, emotions and the mental and emotional component are very important, as well as the spiritual component. But until we make changes, we end up too far down the rabbit hole, and by the time we reach our 50s and 60s, all heck breaks loose. And you know what I'm saying? Arthritis and blood pressure issues and blood sugar issues and diabetes and overweight, the whole thing kicks in, and it all starts right around, it starts the day we're born, but we start to notice it right around age 28.
Wow. So
get yourself
okay, so,
on a program, girl.
I know. Well, that's the whole idea. And
yes.
So I want you to help me and help all the other people
good.
Who might be in my same situation, because I know there's people listening who want to know. Like I tell them, go to AmericaTonightTeam.com, but you can break down what we
yes.
need. If we need a multivitamin, what do we
At
need
least.
To get?
Okay, here's the deal. Every symptom we have comes back, boils down to what I call the triangle of disease. That means if you have high blood pressure, you have arthritis, you have diabetes, you have fibromyalgia, you got migraine headaches, you got heartburn, you got RFSD or PTSD or NAFLD or whatever the heck you got, whatever acronym or crazy disease state they tell you you have, all those are descriptions of symptoms that are linked to three places. Number one, the digestive system. And all digestive symptomology has to be corrected. I'll tell you how you do that in a moment. Number two, the blood sugar system. And that's also the insulin system, the blood sugar and insulin system. And we can tell you how to correct that. And then number three, the adrenal stress system. And then it goes back, the adrenal stress system affects the digestive system, which further affects the blood sugar system, which further affects the adrenal system. And you have this vicious cycle that leads you down a downward spiral. And the beautiful thing about the triangle of disease is that as soon as you correct your digestive symptomology, everything falls into place. The blood sugar issues will be corrected. There's some strategies for that. The adrenal system symptoms will be corrected. There's strategies from that. And then no matter what your symptomology is, it can begin to resolve because the body wants to be healthy. It's constantly on a healing mission as long as you correct these leaks in the bottom of your boat. So for you, because you said to me last week and you said to me earlier today, that you have salt cravings, right?
Right.
That's a very important clue because, you see, our cravings are just like our symptoms. In fact, your cravings are a type of symptom. And if you speak the language of the body, a craving is not just a craving. See, if you don't speak the language of the body, it's like, oh, I crave salt. Let me go get some potato chips. But if you speak the language of the body, a craving becomes a clue. And what a craving is telling you depends on what the craving is. If the craving is for salt, which is very common, right?
Right.
Then your issue is around the adrenal glands and minerals, because the body processes minerals in the adrenal glands. And when your adrenal glands are stressed out, you need to focus on the minerals. Now, what I asked you last time was if you had other adrenal symptoms, right? You remember me saying that?
Yes, yes.
Postural. You had them all, right? Very,
right.
very common. But a couple things I want you to keep in mind. And first of all, if there's any chemists out there, doctors or physicians or medical people, I know I'm being simplistic. And it is a little bit more complicated, but I don't want to get into the too much of the minutiae. Unless people have questions, I'll be glad to do it. But I want to cut right to the chase here. If you have adrenal symptoms, adrenal symptomology, yes, there's things you need to do for the adrenal glands. I'll tell you what those are here in a minute. First of all, I should probably tell you, your adrenal glands are your stress glands, how the body handles stress. So we want to address that, yes. But remember, the main point on our triangle is not the adrenal glands, It's the digestive system, Kate. Mm-hmm, so you need to address digestive symptomology. That's the core of it all. There's a reason why your digestive system is smack dab in the middle of your body, because it is the heart of it all. It is the key to wellness, and not just any part of the digestive system. If you want to really zoom in on the area of the digestive system that's key, it's the intestines, which are right there in the middle of your body. And I don't know if you ever played sports when you were younger, but high school or college even or whatever, but they always tell you if you're playing basketball or you're playing football and you're going to be watching somebody and you don't want them to fake you out, what do you watch? What part of his body? The only part that doesn't lie, right? The middle of his body.
That's right.
Okay. In Japanese, they call it the Hara Center. It's your third center. There's all kinds of ways that ancient people used to look at this, but from a medical perspective, this is where nutrients are absorbed. And it's even more problematic than that, because for most of us, because mammals are born with premature digestive immune systems, for most of us, from the time we're born, we begin to have digestive issues. That's what colic is, and that's what childhood asthma and acne, childhood ear infections and childhood eczema. All of these are manifestations of impaired digestion. And by the time we're 40, our digestive system is a disaster. And that's where everything comes from. So for you, Kate, number one, I would tell you, focus on digestive symptomology. And the key to doing this is twofold. Number one, am I going too fast, by the way?
Digestion. I got it.
Okay. Digestion, right? So twofold. Number one, you got to eliminate what's causing a problem. The only way to do that is with something called a food diary. And a food diary is when you take a notebook and you put four columns in the notebook on a piece of paper, and every time you eat something, you write it down, and then you have three or four columns next to what you ate. Every 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, 12 hours, how do I feel? Heartburn, gas, bloating, loose stools, cramping, whatever, burps, anything. You write down how you feel. And at the end of a week or 2 weeks, you're going to see a list of things, and you're going to notice every time I eat a certain type of food, I got a problem, and those foods need to be eliminated. So once you've eliminated those foods, and then you can make sure your diet is based on the foods you can eat, then you start the repair process. And there's several supplements that you need that are not options for repairing the digestive system. And one of the most important is something called probiotics as opposed to antibiotics. Everybody knows what antibiotics are, but a lot of folks don't know what probiotics are. Antibiotics kill things. And they're a classic example of modern medicine. And I like antibiotics. Don't get me wrong. There's a place for them, no doubt. But probiotics are the exact opposite. Just like antibiotics kill bacteria, probiotics are good bacteria. And good bacteria are absolutely vital for the digestive process to occur with integrity. So getting yourself on a probiotic supplement is not an option if you're interested in correcting digestive problems. And there's a great one on your webpage. And
so,
that's
okay, let's talk about that in a second. Hold that for a second. We got to step away. Pharmacist Ben, by the way, I friended you, so
you know.
We're talking Facebook, people. Go to AmericaTonightTeam.com, and you'll see Pharmacist Ben there to get an idea of this guy. Coming back, he's going to tell us about the products a lot of us need. Stay with us.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Tonight, we're continuing our conversation with pharmacist Ben. Go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. You can sign up for a song, people. Besides, I need to have some people sign up so I can gig Alex Jones. There was a little article that came out today that said he was the king of all media and said I was the queen of all media. So I need to get back at the king a little bit here. And I'm so psyched. I'm serious. I'm so psyched I'm involved with this because I'm somebody who desperately needs to, who knock on wood, has been very, I feel very fortunate that I've been as healthy as I have been. No surgeries, none of that kind of stuff. But I know that I have to get minerals into my body because I do not want to be one of those, no offense to any people who are this, but I don't want to be one of those hunched over old ladies down the road, you know, 45 years from now, where I have osteoporosis and all kinds of problems, and probably that could kick in before that since I haven't taken vitamins, since I had the chewable Flintstone vitamins. So pharmacist Ben was telling us about probiotics, which is what I need to do, and I bet there's a lot of you, David in Texas, probably the princess who listens to us in California, too. Maybe not. She might be taking vitamins. Not sure about that. But I'm just betting. Probiotics. So what is it, Ben, that if people are just like me and they've been lucky or just need to take these, take probiotics, what
well,
can we take?
Well, it's a few things, and it's a system. And that's why I like nutritional programs. It's tough to really just target one pill or for one issue. You really need to be on a system. No matter how good your baseball team is, if you're missing a third baseman and a second baseman, you aren't going to win any games. So nutrition and supplements are all like a team, and they all come together with lifestyle changes that have to be made and food, especially food changes that have to be made. We got to rethink how we eat, and that's another story. But before I continue with the probiotics, I always forget to do the things I want to do because I get all excited. I want to say hello out to Nasima, and Nasima, thank you so much for all you're doing, and she's a very important part of getting the word out. So hello to Nasima, and I also want to tell the listeners that if you like what you hear, I got a program that's on 5 days a week called The Bright Side, and it's on the same network, the Genesis Communication Network. That being said, let's talk about the probiotics. Probiotics are good bacteria because of many of the things that we do on a regular basis, like take antibiotics, we end up killing our probiotics, which are good bacteria that live in our colon and love us dearly. They love us so much, they help us digest our food, and they help us make vitamins because we're all taking antibiotics. And I don't want to hear, oh, I don't take antibiotics, because if you're drinking water, drinking milk, eating ice cream, eating fish, you're taking antibiotics, all right? If you're drinking water from the tap, there's antibiotics in it. There's lots of other things in water from the tap, too, including chlorine, which kills off good bacteria. So unless you're supplementing, chances are you are deficient in these very vital substances that are critical for digestive health. Just getting on probiotics, just that one thing, can help you notice a difference, depending on how far down the rabbit hole you are. My mom had heartburn for years, and I tried to get on her probiotics for so long. Finally, I just sent them to her. I didn't even tell her. I just sent them to her. She called me up. How do I do it? I told her what to do. A week later, she calls me up. Now, this is a woman who's had heartburn for years, and she was on all kinds of drugs. She calls me up. She goes, "It's a miracle." And I know. I know exactly what she was saying because she thought it was a miracle. It's not a miracle, folks. This is the kind of things that happen once you start giving your body the stuff it needs. So Flora FX, or the BioLumen Nightly Essence, are my two favorite longevity products, probably, period, but especially for getting good bacteria. Then secondly, and very, very important, critically important for the digestive system and digestive health, digestive enzymes. They help you break down your food and get the nutrients that you need. So that's the second thing you want to get on. They're called the ultimate enzymes. And if you don't do anything else, get on the probiotics and the ultimate enzymes. Just those two things can make a difference. Now, you do have to have some lifestyle changes, but even if you don't, just those two things can help.
Let me repeat that again. Probiotics and ultimate enzyme, because Princess just hit me up here and she said, what do you suggest I take? So probiotics, and I think she's in her mid-40s. Probiotics and ultimate enzyme.
But the name of the probiotics, so you get the name, probiotics is a generic term that just means good bacteria, probiotics. Mm-hmm. You want the best one is called the BioLumen Nightly Essence. BioLumen Nightly Essence. Now, there's one called Flora FX. I don't like that one as well. The BioLumen Nightly Essence has got a whole bunch of other cofactors in it, so that's the one I would choose. And then the digestive enzymes. That's for your digestive system. Now, I don't want to mislead anybody. I want you to understand there's a lot more you need to do. But if you want to check out the power of this stuff and how effective the stuff is, that alone will make a difference. Then you want to start focusing on the second point of the triangle, which is the blood sugar and insulin system. Absolutely vital. You know that little pooch everybody gets around age 30, 35, right around the middle, no matter how skinny they used to be, right?
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about? That is the classic manifestation of problems with your blood sugar and insulin system. That's how it shows up. Because when insulin is off, you gain weight. When insulin is off, you get high blood pressure. When insulin is off, your cholesterol goes up. When insulin goes off, your blood triglycerides go up. When insulin goes up, you have higher risks of cancer. When insulin goes up, obesity and weight problems ensue. What are all the problems we suffer from in this country? Hypertension, cardiovascular issues, cholesterol issues, triglyceride issues, obesity, weight issues. They're all insulin, folks. And I didn't say sugar, by the way. I said insulin. So lowering your insulin becomes critical, and there's easy nutritional strategies to do it. In fact, that's one of the easiest things you can do. One of the first things that happens is all of the markers of elevated insulin, including hypertension, including cholesterol. Your cholesterol drops like a stone, by the way, once you start to do this. Your blood fats drop, you lose weight, and you reduce your risk of cancer and inflammatory degenerative diseases. So you got to get off the insulin-spiking foods. That is the foods that jack up insulin really fast, and then you want to make sure you're strengthening or potentizing your insulin with nutritional supplements.
You know what the insulin-spiking foods are. They're the ones you like. Fruit juice, soda pop, cake, candy, cereal, bread. And if I ever see one more commercial where they tell you to eat cereal to lower your cholesterol, I'm going to stick my hand through that television set and strangle somebody because it's a lie.
No, it's got sugar. It's got sugar.
Sugar.
Yeah.
But please, even the American Diabetic Association says eat more cereal and grains. That's the dumbest thing you can do. The dumbest thing you can do if you have elevated insulin. It is absolutely criminal to tell somebody to eat more grains and cereals when they have elevated sugars and elevated insulin. So lowering your insulin by getting off those foods and then strengthening your insulin, potentizing your insulin, and there's amazing supplements for doing this. In fact, this is one of the fastest things, fastest markers that it improves. The B vitamins, especially niacin, which is vitamin B3, and thiamine, which is vitamin B1. Very, very important for strengthening insulin. Get on a good B vitamin complex that's liquid. This is the neat thing about the longevity products, by the way. Some of those products that are so potent, some of the most potent products are liquids or powders that you put in water and drink. And there's a product on your website there called Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a liquid multiple vitamin. If you've got a compromised digestive system, which many people do, in fact, you can pretty much rest assured you do unless you're taking care of it, then liquid nutrients reduce the load on the digestive system and give you the nutrients you need. So the Beyond Tangy Tangerine has all the B vitamins, and which are important for potentizing insulin, and it has it in a liquid format that's easy to digest. And the second thing you want to do is get yourself on key minerals. Interestingly, and this is very fascinating, the sugar plant and the sugar beet and the sugar cane are very rich sources of the nutrients that you need to metabolize sugar. This is the perfection of nature. Nature has loaded the sugar plant with all the nutrients you need to use the sugar. Of course, what do in our wisdom as human beings? We just take the pure essence of sweet, of sugar, and throw all the stuff out, right?
Right, right.
So those substances you can replace in supplemental fashion. The B vitamins are one of them. And another group of substances are key minerals, specifically zinc, magnesium, chromium, and vanadium. And these are four very, very important minerals for helping your body process sugar. So you want to make sure you're getting enough zinc, and you want to make sure you're getting enough magnesium. Again, you'll find those in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You'll also find them in a couple of the other products. The Ultimate Daily has got good sources of both. And then you'll find them in a product called the Osteo FX. So make sure that you're getting enough zinc, and make sure that you're getting enough magnesium. And then two other minerals, which are very difficult to find in food, are chromium and vanadium. And chromium and vanadium are very important for sugar metabolism as well. And there's another product called Sweeties, which is just that. And personally, I take it after every meal, the Sweeties. And I don't have I don't know if I have a blood sugar or insulin problem, but I don't have a diabetic problem. But still, everybody needs to have help metabolizing carbohydrates and metabolizing sugars, and that's the chromium and vanadium. So you got the Beyond Tangy Tangerine as your source of minerals. You got your Ultimate Multi as your source of minerals, and you've got your Sweeties as a source of chromium and vanadium, and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine also a source of the B vitamins, and that's how you address your diabetic issues or your blood sugar issues, I should say. By the way, this is important, Kate. A lot of times people will have their blood sugar checked, and it'll come back normal, but they won't check their insulin. Insulin is the key, not the sugar. Sugar's bad, but the control point is insulin, and doctors never check insulin. And they say, oh, your blood sugar's fine, but what they don't tell you is taking way more insulin to control your blood sugar, and the insulin is the problem. You know, insulin's a growth hormone. It makes things grow. You gotta check your insulin, and doctors hate checking insulin. They'll check sugar all day, but they'll say, oh, you don't need to know your insulin. Who told you that? they'll poo-poo. What medical school did you go to?
Why don't they want to do that?
It's a difficult test to do, and they're not educated to do it, and I long ago stop questioning why doctors do what they do.
So, I know.
don't ask me that. But the point is check your insulin and not your sugar, and it's an important distinction to make. Then you're ready for your adrenal glands. Now, remember, your adrenal glands are your body's stress glands. And when we think of stress, we think of emotional stress and mental stress, and that's true. Those have to be addressed. But there's also physiological stress. There's physical stress from an impaired digestive system and an impaired blood sugar system. Now, your adrenal system is kicking in because it's running on emergency. So one of the things that happens to people who have adrenal problems and blood sugar problems is they wake up in the middle of the night and can't go back to sleep, right?
Hang on to that thought. We're going to talk about it on the flip side here in just a second.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976. If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Just to set the menu again, don't forget, coming up in our third hour, we're doing the NCAA tournament bracket. We're doing our nail the score thing, so you could win some great prizes if you nail the score of the two games that I pick. My bracket is not looking too good. You went to Syracuse, didn't you, Pharmacist Ben? You went to Syracuse, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
I like how you stopped there for a second. Where?
No. How did you know that I went to Syracuse? Did it say on my Facebook?
I think it said on your Facebook, yeah.
Okay. No, because I went to I have two degrees. I have a journalism degree, actually, and I have a pharmacy degree. And I have this terrible journalism degree I couldn't do anything with, so I went to pharmacy school.
There you go. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about getting healthier, and that there's people like me who haven't taken supplements, and you're giving us the big, skinny, the in-depth stuff we need,
which is
terrific.
We were talking about how, like, you go to bed, like, you wake up in the middle of the night, and you can't go back to sleep, right? So let me tell you about that. What that is a sign that your body is going hypoglycemic, low blood sugar in the middle of the night from processing because your insulin and your diet and your blood sugar is off. And then you kick into emergency energy through your adrenal glands called the cortisol system, and you can't go back to sleep because you got a big surge of cortisol in the middle of the night and adrenaline, probably.
Yeah.
Emergency adrenal hormones. So what you need to do, if that happens, by the way, a great strategy is have some protein before you go to bed. Get yourself on more protein. In fact, that's another very important strategy, is making sure you got a good protein supplement, and protein powders are the best way to go. There's a product called Suzanne Summers Shake, which is a great whey protein supplement. I don't have time to talk about whey protein. Maybe you can have me on another show, but whey protein is absolutely vital, and if you do a little bit of liquid whey protein before you go to bed at night, that won't happen. But the point I want to make is this is the sign of the of adrenal energy, which is cortisol energy. Now, cortisol energy kicks in when you're low blood sugar. So if your blood sugar's off, your cortisol levels will be high. Now, here's the problem with that. When your cortisol levels, your adrenal energy, your stress energy, your turbo energy goes up, everything else shuts down because your body thinks it's running from a saber-toothed tiger. So your immune system shuts down and your digestive system shuts down. And once your immune system becomes compromised, all heck breaks loose. And then, on top of that, your digestive system shuts down, and you start to absorb more poorly. You have less absorption. And then the triangle begins in earnest. And this is what I call the triangle of disease. It's a vicious cycle of 3 points that need to be addressed. So you need to address the adrenal glands. There's wonderful adrenal nutrients. There's a product called De-Stress if you want to do it with one supplement. Some of the key individual components, if you want to do individual components, vitamin B5 in addition to the entire B complex, but B5 especially. Oh, here's one of the great signs, and I don't know if you know this, but I'm in the skincare business. It's a big part of what I do. I formulate skincare products, and I lecture on skincare. Well, one of the major complaints people have is oily skin. Mm. Well, and hyperpigmentation, also known as melasma. You ever seen those dark spots people get as they get older?
Yes, yes.
Both oily skin and the dark spots are classic signs of adrenal issues. And people who have oily skin and the hyperpigmentation have all the other adrenal signs. So one of the things you'll notice is that you'll start to improve your skin, and you'll start to improve your skin tone and color. One of the main treatments for oily skin, by the way, is vitamin B5, which is also important for the adrenal glands. It works together. So all the B complex and especially B5, again, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Ultimate Multi, the Ultimate Classic, these are all great sources of vitamin B5, in addition to the De-Stress, which has everything. Then zinc is a critically important mineral for the adrenal glands. In fact, zinc deficiency is maybe the single most important and significant deficiency that we have in this country. You'll find, again, zinc in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Ultimate Classic. Vitamin C is critical for the adrenal glands, and you'll find all the vitamin C in those products as well. And then vitamin B12 is also important for the adrenal glands. And then last but not least, as a general nutritional supplement that everybody needs, essential fatty acids, EFAs. You talked about cravings before. Well, let me tell you something. The classic sign of EFA deficiency is fat craving. Craving milk, craving butter, craving cheese, craving chocolate, craving nachos, craving chips. When they pass the potato chips and you can't stop eating them, those are classic signs of essential fatty acid deficiency. Dry skin is another classic sign of essential fatty acid deficiency. And what you'll find when you start to supplement with EFAs like the Ultimate EFA or the EFA Plus, both of which I believe are on your page, when you start supplementing with 2 or 3 capsules, your dry skin goes away and your cravings for fatty foods go away. And, oh, bonus, if you're a woman and you get menstrual cramps, your menstrual cramps go away. And those are 3 incredible benefits from essential fatty acids. And that's one of the menstrual cramp thing. That's one of the first things I noticed when I started supplementing my clients with essential fatty acids. And guess what? If you get cocky the next month and you decide you don't need the EFAs, you get your cramps back. And by the way, what are you craving when you have cramps? What do you crave? You crave fatty foods.
Right.
It all goes together.
Right.
So those are the basic products that you need if you want to notice a difference. Now, there's a heck of a lot more that you can do. And again, it is a lifestyle question. You really have to control what we have to get our eating thing under control. That is absolutely vital. And I don't know if you've ever heard of an author named Genevieve Roth, but she writes a lot about the emotional component of eating. She has a great book called Women, Food, and God, which is really cool. It's not a religious book or anything, but it's really about how we incorrectly link pleasure and emotions with how we eat, too much to our detriment. She's written several books about that. And it's very important that we really get this eating thing under control.
Boy, no kidding.
And you have to exercise as well. I'm not gonna lie. You got to move your body around. Their whole lymphatic system depends on that.
Yeah, no kidding. And pharmacist Ben, this is great. Women, food, and God, so that's good because I know that there's some people that would want to would be interested in that. You got to move around, and I think you really broke down the stuff for us for sure. I hope you all of you scribble that down. But if you didn't, go to AmericaTonightTeam.com, and you'll see it there. AmericaTonightTeam.com. Are you at a concert?
Can you hear it? You know what? I live downtown. I live downtown Denver, and it's St. Patrick's Day, and they got all this stuff going on.
I love that. No, it's very low in the background, but
It's bad U2. It's bad fake U2.
Oh, I love it. Oh, downtown Denver's a great place.
Oh, I love it.
Larimer Square.
I'm a block away.
Oh, I'm
jealous. How do you know Larimer Square? How do you know about
it? I have friends in Denver, and I've been to Denver many, many times. It's great jazz.
Oh, you have to let me know the next time you're out here. You go to Jack's, did you say?
Yeah.
I live, like, across the street from Jack's.
Oh, how funny. I know exactly where you live.
Yeah.
Pharmacist Ben, great information. We love it. This was the triangle of disease. You scared me to death, so thank
Good.
You.
That's my mission. No, I'm just
kidding.
Thank
you.
It's all
thank
in love.
You.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Pharmacist Ben, I think he gave us a lot of information. That's why we had him on, because if some people are saying, why is she doing this? Why are they doing this? Well, it's because I know that there are a lot of people who are in the same boat where you're trying to figure out how to get healthy. Not just not know what you're taking, not just take a stab at it, or here's my big thing. This is the big thing, and I'm sure some of you are on all kinds of prescription drugs, is to get off the prescription drugs. I don't take prescription drugs. I've never taken prescription drugs for anything. I want to say it was a Valium when I had my wisdom tooth taken out. The doctor gave me a prescription for that, for like two of them, by the way. It was like none. Okay, here, I hope that you don't feel any pain. And honestly, I've never taken prescription drugs, and I haven't taken supplements, and I definitely need to take supplements. I mean, I'm walking, I'm hitting the exercise bike. For some of you who can see me on the tube, I've shown you my bike in my little studio room. And I'm trying to, you know, do whatever I can to not have the beer belly, which I know. I mean, when I was in L.A., I saw a lot of guys that looked like they were in good shape, skinny legs, but then, poof, it's like what Ben was talking about in their 30s, that little bit of that beer belly thing going on. And, you know, this is the time to, this is the time to feel healthy, because we're in such pressurized times. We're in the pressure cooker. You know, it feels like that to me, I think, for a lot of people. I know people are juggling jobs and kids, and some people are divorced, and then they're trying to see their kids. It's just, you know, crazy stuff. So check it out. If you go there, you don't have to sign up for anything other than just get the products he was talking about. Grab one of them. Grab the Tangy Tangerine is the thing that I've ordered. And I'm not getting these products for free, so I got it. And I think you'll find that some good things will happen for you, so check it out, AmericaTonightTeam.com. If you have any other questions, you can shoot them to me as well at AmericaTonight.net.